What skills are you learning whilst you're here?
I'm learning quite a lot of skills, such as construction, painting, along the lines.
And what did you do before you were working here?
Well, I just left school a couple of months ago, and I just went on a course, and then I decided that doing this to get some experience would be good.
And what do you really want to do?
Painting and decorating.
And what's your name, and how have you got involved with the King George V Park?
Yeah, I'm Calvin Robertson, and how I got involved is my training course, my training programme that I'm on is Rathbone, based in Musselburgh and also based up in Edinburgh. And they, obviously, I'm into doing like a lot of construction work and getting my hands dirty and hard work and stuff, and they've offered me a placement on here, so I've took it.
And what are you actually learning to do?
Well, at the moment, I've been just basic like tidying up the park area just now, because we were waiting on the bricks, well, the slabs and like the concrete and the sand and stuff to put down for the new path that we're building over there. And we're in a couple of weeks' time, we're getting on to like a lot of painting and stuff, like updating the park, taking all the vandalism off like the shelters and the benches and stuff, making new benches out of the wood that we've brought out of the ground and stuff.
And what are you doing with the Scotland Street Tunnel? Maybe you could tell me.
Well, from what we've been told, it's getting turned into like a place for like young children to go, like people our age, 16, 17 and under, obviously. And it's going to be turned into a place where you can go, so you can stay off the streets and, just socialise, meet new friends. Sounds pretty good, to be honest.
And are you enjoying yourselves?
It is a good experience to like learn how to do basic labour.
Yeah, I'm enjoying myself a lot. I'm getting a lot of experience at the end of it, so it's something good to put on your CV. And that's a message to all younger people at 16, if you're looking for experience, get yourself on one of the training programmes and get yourself on a placement like this, and there you go, boom, you've got a bit of experience to put on your CV by the end of it.
My name's Michael Carroll.
And you're from?
Action for Children.
And what's your involvement with all these young people who are here today at King George V Park?
Well, Action for Children are supporting the young people and trying to achieve the work in King George Park and helping them throughout the whole programme and whatever needs you face.
And what exactly are they going to do here? They're learning how to dig with a pick, I think, is one of the things.
They're adopting hard landscaping skills, which hopefully they can take on in their own properties later in life. But some of them may choose to go into construction. They're picking up basic construction skills.
And how long will this project last?
We're hoping to be complete in 7 weeks. They're going to introduce the entrance to the tunnel and use it as a facility to store sports equipment, and also hopefully be the beginning to further venture into the tunnel and use the tunnel, because there are facilities within the tunnel that can be tapped into, but obviously health and safety, etc.
So it's not really a big gang hut?
No, hopefully not.
And are you having fun with these young people too?
Yes, it's always good to mix with them. I'm Peter Pan. So I like to be about them myself. No, they're good. It's good to be about them. Good to see them get a chance to prove what they can do. And it's a perfect platform for them to shine.
Well, I'm PC Greg Stephen, and I'm PC Simon Daly from Leith Police Station.
And why are you here? Are you here to catch criminals today?
Hopefully not. The intention is to prevent people becoming criminals, I think. That we started this project in 2005, and in response to complaints about antisocial behaviour, and we went and spoke to young people who we knew were causing no problems to anyone, but unfortunately the young people tend to get a hard time wherever they gather, and they said, Simon, where do you want us to go? And they said, there is nowhere. So we had a look and decided, yeah, you're right, there is nowhere. So we thought, well, we'll create somewhere. It's taken us 6 years to get to this stage, but there are some young people creating some good things for themselves and for their peers, and hopefully it'll make the community a happier, better place.
There's obviously a lot to this. They're making pathways, but I'm quite interested in Scotland Street Tunnel.
I think that here today you see a lot of young people contributing towards what is the start of a long unfinished project, and once they take ownership of it, what you find is they do look after it, and it's giving them some skills and leadership, and as I said, ownership's important. This isn't for Simon and I, it's for young people to use, and it's hopefully going to be here not just for 5, 10 years, but 20, 30, 40 years. And the more people involved, the more people in the community involved, the more active they are in looking after it.
And who's organised the money for this project? Have you been involved in that?
Yeah, we've done a lot of fundraising with not just ourselves, that we brought together a steering group who've been amazing doing work from Simon Laird Architects, who have designed all of this. Most of work they've done pro bono. That they haven't done has been at a loss to them, I can tell you. To the Friends of King George V Park, who've also helped with some of the latest bit of fundraising. But I can tell you that the materials for today are from the local build centre, and we went and we asked, and they said, yeah, let us know what you need and we'll provide it for you.
Well done to both of you.
Thank you very much.